Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, let's talk about Boswellia now. It really is a medicinal tree. You know, there are few herbs and trees that have Boswellia's mystical reputation. For centuries, it was considered sacred by many religions, both for its healing properties and traditional importance in religious rituals. It's also known as frankincense, very common type of fragrance in the Bible. Boswellia produces a sap that contains a lot of anti-inflammatory and antiseptic compounds. My guest is Dr. Reza Ghorbani, author of Secrets to a Pain-Free Life. Dr. Ghorbani, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much.
So I kind of went over just a little bit that it's a tree. Can you tell us just a little bit more about Boswellia, a little bit about its history, where it comes from?
Absolutely. Boswellia is actually one of my favorite herbs. I've done some research on this. Boswellia itself, as you mentioned earlier, it comes from a tree, a sap of a tree, and this is not a tree you can grow in your backyard. It's comes from places like India, tropical weather type of places, and for centuries, as you mentioned, has been used for various medicinal purposes. As an anti-inflammatory, is one of the excellent natural herbs that has been used as a supplement. It has been used for arthritis pain. It has been used for various joint pain and some other diseases such as asthma. It has been used for asthma as well.
Now, when you say used for these things, are you talking about the sap itself being applied in a certain way, or are they taking out those inflammatory, those anti-inflammatory and antiseptic compounds within the sap, and then they're creating a capsule or a pill out of it, or are people just using the sap directly?
Well, you know, going back to centuries ago, they probably used the sap itself, but nowadays, what we use the extract from that sap. So, the quality is important. Not every tree, obviously, is going to have the same amount of anti-inflammatory ingredients inside the sap. So nowadays, they actually get these saps and extract the part of it, which is the anti-inflammatory, the Boswellia, out of this tree. And it can go ahead.
I was just going to say, when listeners hear the word anti-inflammatory, the first thing that comes to their mind in many cases, Dr. Ghorbani, is, well, is that related to aspirin? Does it work in the same way that ibuprofen works? I mean, so how, when you say anti-inflammatory, how is it anti-inflammatory? What are these compounds from the sap actually doing inside our bodies?
Well, the Boswellia itself is that extract that you get it. What it does is it does the same thing as you mentioned, your typical Advil, Aleve, or Motrin, being anti-inflammation, anti-swelling of the joints and the nerves and the muscles without its side effects that these chemicals exist in your typical Aleve and Motrin and Naprosyn that people are familiar with. So think of it as your Aleve and Motrin without its side effects.
Have there ever been any, what we call head-to-head comparisons between the Boswellia extracts and, say, ibuprofen?
Well, there have been many studies over the years looking at the efficacy as well as safety of Boswellia and some other herbs that we can talk, later on about it, head-to-head with these ingredients that exist in your Aleve and Motrin. And it has been as efficacious and safer.
And with your patients, you use Boswellia a lot with your patients, and what kind of success do you have with it?
Well, I personally haven't used per se Boswellia itself, because what I found out is Boswellia is one anti-inflammatory, and it may work on one patient and not another patient, because when you come to inflammation, you got to attack it from different angles. And I have actually mixed different herbs, such as boswellia, and those are things like turmeric and ginger and rosemary together. And I found out that by mixing herbs such as boswellia with these other herbs that I mentioned to you, I can actually create something much more potent than boswellia itself, with less side effects, because you use a very small ingredient of all these herbs and they work synergistically together. In this book... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
In the book, I've actually mentioned a natural product that I have created called Noxicare. And this Noxicare is a blend of seven different herbs. These are all natural herbs, including boswellia. And what I have found is that this mixture of these seven different herbs, they work much better than one ingredient by itself, because they work synergistically, like an orchestra together, and give you a much better result.
I did read one part of your book where you were talking about boswellia, that it may even have some application in skin care. How is it applied there for the skin?
Well, boswellia has been used in some of the cosmetic products, because it sort of moisturizes the skin itself, as well as sort of prevents certain skin irritations. So it has been used in some other products, which is the skin care products.
Now, let's go back to your practice just for a moment. I know you're a specialist in pain management, and I just kind of want your little take on this. Why do we see so many people becoming addicted to a lot of these pain medications, these prescriptions out there? Are doctors just prescribing these without taking full histories, really looking at the cause of the pain? Because we definitely know there's a problem out there, right? How do you see us solving this problem? And why did this problem even develop in the first place with all these prescription medications?
Well, absolutely. I think there are two folds. One, from a patient point of view, there are patients who want a quick fix. And that's part of our culture, that rather than changing a lifestyle or trying to be patient and, again, treat the cause of the pain, we look to get a quick fix to dull the pain, and definitely these narcotics can do that. And the second thing is the physicians. Unfortunately, a lot of physicians who are not pain management specialists, and they have spent some fellowship and extra training in pain management, prescribe these narcotic medications without, again, looking at the cause of the pain and the treatment of the pain. My old mentors used to tell me that in order to have a great outcome, you need the right diagnosis, the right treatment, and the right timing all together to have a good outcome. And unfortunately, narcotics are not the right treatment for every pain. Some of the clinicians just prescribe it, and it becomes a mixture of them prescribing it, patient getting a quick fix, the next thing you know, patients are unfortunately addicted to these painkillers.
Is there a website that we can send our listeners to that maybe they can learn a little bit more about your products and how you're using these different herbs, Dr. Gobani, that you want to send them to?
Yes, there are two websites. One of them is my practice website, which is www.drgorbani.com. Again, that's www.drgorbani.com. And they can learn a lot about various types of pain treatments. And the other website that I would refer for a lot of educational regarding natural remedies is www.noxicare. That's NOXICARE.com. That's noxicare.com.
And the book is called Secrets to a Pain-Free Life. Dr. Gobani, thank you so much for coming on. I do want to encourage the listeners to also try tart cherry. I've got to tell you, 1,200 milligrams a day of that really did well for me, and I think it'll do well for you too. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.